Part 2. Listen to the following passage and choose the best answer for each of the questions. You will listen to the recording twice. You have 1 minute.
We had some really great experiences traveling in Asia, mostly in Thailand. And the biggest thing, of course, was that we had our first real seminar, English Breakthrough Seminar, Effortless English Breakthrough Seminar, I think was the title I used. And it was about 5 hours long in Bangkok, and it was fantastic. It was my first test of this live teaching system that I've developed. It's a new system that's designed to be used, you know, in the classroom, face-to-face with students, very intensive. And the purpose of the seminar, well, I should say purposes of the seminar, number one is, and probably the most important, is to really just teach people about the effortless English system. What is the complete effortless English system? How do you use it? How can you use it at home, on your own, independently? So that's probably, that's over half of the seminar was really focused on just teaching the system. This is what we do, and this is why we do it, and this is the research that supports it, and this is how you can use it yourself, independently, at home. And then the rest of the seminar was devoted to an actual lesson where I taught first a mini story lesson, sample lesson, and then I did a point of view sample lessons with the same vocabulary and the same basic story. And of course, the point of view lessons are the lessons where I teach grammar, but not analytically, not by memorizing grammar rules, but by listening to a story in different versions. So for example, I might tell the same story first with a past point of view, in other words, in the past tense, and I might tell the story again with a future point of view, blah, blah, blah. You get the idea. Anyway, so I did that in the seminars. So first I did a basic mini story with questions and gestures and a lot of physical movement. Somebody commented on one of the videos on YouTube, I think, asking me, why are my movements so exaggerated? And they are. Now, when I speak with energy, when I'm excited, actually, this is just me, maybe I naturally do a lot of gestures. I move a lot. You know, it gives more power to my speaking. So sometimes when you watch a video like this, I'm using a webcam, it looks like I'm going crazy with my arms. In person, probably it won't seem like I'm moving so much, but still, I have a lot of energy and I do move a lot. The other reason I move a lot is that it helps teaching. So gestures help understanding. So anyway, we had our great seminar in Thailand. It was fantastic. So much energy. Such a powerful group of people. Just really, I was amazed. The students, the participants, the people who came just had so much enthusiasm and energy. They were so positive, so open to trying something new and different. And it was very different because I'm kind of a crazy teacher. On my audio lessons and my videos, maybe I'm a little crazy, but when I'm live, I'm very excited, have a lot of energy, and I tend to really go crazy, and I make my students really use a lot of energy. It's kind of like a workout.
Now listen to the recording again.
We had some really great experiences traveling in Asia, mostly in Thailand. And the biggest thing, of course, was that we had our first real seminar. English Breakthrough Seminar, Effortless English Breakthrough Seminar, I think was the title I used. And it was about 5 hours long in Bangkok, and it was fantastic. It was my first test of this live teaching system that I've developed. It's a new system that's designed to be used, you know, in the classroom, face-to-face with students, very intensive. And the purpose of the seminar, I should say purposes of the seminar. Number one is, and probably the most important, is to really just teach people about the effortless English system. What is the complete effortless English system? How do you use it? How can you use it at home, on your own, independently? So that's probably, that's over half of the seminar was really focused on just teaching the system. This is what we do, and this is why we do it, and this is the research that supports it, and this is how you can use it yourself independently at home. And then the rest of the seminar was devoted to an actual lesson where I taught first a mini story lesson, sample lesson, and then I did a point of view sample lessons with the same vocabulary and the same basic story. And of course, the point of view lessons are the lessons where I teach grammar, but not analytically, not by memorizing grammar rules, but by listening to a story in different versions. So for example, I might tell the same story first with a past point of view, in other words, in the past tense, and I might tell the story again with a future point of view, blah, blah, blah. You get the idea. Anyway, so I did that in the seminars. So first I did a basic mini story with questions and gestures and a lot of physical movement. Somebody commented on one of the videos on YouTube, I think, asking me, why are my movements so exaggerated? And they are. Now, when I speak with energy, when I'm excited, actually, this is just me, maybe I naturally do a lot of gestures. I move a lot. You know, it gives more power to my speaking. So sometimes when you watch a video like this, I'm using a webcam, it looks like I'm going crazy with my arms. In person, probably it won't seem like I'm moving so much, but still, I have a lot of energy and I do move a lot. The other reason I move a lot is that it helps teaching. So gestures help understanding. So anyway, we had our great seminar in Thailand. It was fantastic. So much energy. Such a powerful group of people. Just really, I was amazed. The students, the participants, the people who came, just had so much enthusiasm and energy. They were so positive, so open to trying something new and different. And it was very different because I'm kind of a crazy teacher. On my audio lessons and my videos, maybe I'm a little crazy, but when I'm live, I'm very excited, have a lot of energy, and I tend to really go crazy, and I make my students really use a lot of energy. It's kind of like a workout.